Your line tonight with Mark and Nick combined for 7 points, just continuing to feel good about what you guys were able to do in both ends of the ice tonight here?
Yeah, I think we feel that if we take care of our end and stay underneath the puck and do the little things, support each other, little chips, really the just kind of the smart, easy plays, gives ourselves a chance to create some offense coming up the ice, and we're able to capitalize a couple times.
Jack Roslovic gets the game's opening goal. What does that do for your whole group to have everybody being able to get out there and contribute?
Yeah, that's a huge boost. That was a nice play, nice pinch by Buff, nice fill, and, heck of a shot too. So you want as many guys, getting some confidence, feeling good about themselves. And, he's a guy that, when he's feeling good, he's got an extra step and can really do some things for our team.
First time in a while, the fourth line had 10-plus minutes. What does that mean to help lighten the load for some of the other lines that have been playing a lot?
Well, you want to see that, especially at home. If you can get four lines going, it's tough. That was a real strength of ours last year. Our fourth line had some huge contributions, whether it's on the PK or 5-on-5, and scored some big goals for us. You're going to need everyone throughout the course of the year to step up, make some big plays, and win some hockey games for your club.
Talk about getting back up to speed after the trip. Halfway through the homestand, how are you feeling about where you guys are at?
We've been kind of hammering home on it. I think we like the direction we were going before the trip, and kind of throws a little wrench in what you're doing, all the traveling and some of the changes. But overall, I thought it was great. We identified some of the things that made us successful, some of the things that we want to keep trying to do. And I think the week in between games, helped us solidify some of those things in practice, watch a little bit of video. And, I think we were able to kind of execute some of those things in the games.
You said you weren't concerned about the scoring chances and that would take care of itself. What does it mean when you're able to put up the kind of numbers and goals that you guys have and just by sticking with the plan?
Well, it's great because I think it reinforces it, especially with a young team. Do the right things underneath the puck. Things are going to go wrong throughout the course of the game. Just stop on it, get back, have good sticks, and battle your way out of the zone. And if you keep doing that all night, it can be frustrating to play against, and that's when you're going to get your offense, especially the second half of the game. You make a good team come 200 feet and good players come 200 feet, it gets tiring to do that all night.
I've seen a lot of big hits from Dustin Buffen. What did you see on his hit on Boyle? Like just another heavy collision?
I was back checking, so I heard it. He's normally pretty good about his timing and how he delivers those hits. So I'd have to really see it to comment on it in particular. But he's normally on the right side of it.